said, hey, hey, how you doing? Time for a brand new day. Get up, get out, let's get happy. Start your day with Cliff, Foe, and Gabby.
Some really sad news over the weekend, waking up to find out that Kobe Bryant, the amazing basketball player who played for the LA Lakers, he played for America at the Olympics, he was just a phenomenal sportsman. He passed away in a helicopter crash, his own private helicopter, and it was just devastating for the sporting world, but just for everyone who knows his name as well.
We thought we'd get a local identity on in the basketball community. Rodney Anderson, he's the former assistant coach of the Townsville Crocodiles, are currently coaching the Townsville Heat, and he is just an absolute basketball tragic. Rodney, it was not just a sad day for basketball yesterday. It was a sad day yesterday. Kobe Bryant, he's reached this level of status that very few in life ever do.
Yeah, thanks for having me on for starters. But really, really sad day yesterday. And, you know, his loss wasn't just felt in Los Angeles or in America. It was really felt around the world. So, really sad day. And a guy just taken way too young and still had a lot to give to basketball and to give to the world. So, yeah, it was a long day yesterday.
Yeah, he was only 41. His daughter Gigi was in the helicopter with him and also passed away. But he leaves behind three beautiful daughters and a wife. However, growing up in a basketball family, Rodney, is he someone you looked up to?
Yeah, when I was young, I'm the same age as Kobe too, and I got a child that's 13, so that really kind of hit home. But when I was growing up, it was Michael Jordan. And when Kobe started coming through, he had emulated everything Jordan had done. So it was only natural to watch Kobe and see so much of what Jordan did. And you can see with, the outpouring of grief yesterday, there were so many players that are playing today that had tried to emulate Kobe. So, it was a really long day yesterday in the basketball world. And, I don't think it would have been too many people around the world that didn't hear the name Kobe. So, it was felt hard.
Can you paint a picture for people who are just sort of, I guess, casual basketball followers or maybe don't have an interest in the sport at all, how good was Kobe Bryant?
Kobe for a period of 10, 15 years or so was the best player in the world. He'd won 5 NBA championships, 2 MVPs. He'd taken the dream team, the American team, back to the gold medal after they'd lost in 2004 and pretty much single-handedly beat Spain in Beijing. So he was that good. He played for 20 years in the NBA, and his very last game scored 60 points. That was like a 38-year-old. So he was just a superior talent. He was in the NBA, the youngest player to play in the NBA ever when he was 18. So he went straight from high school, skipped college altogether, and went and started competing in the NBA. So he was a generational talent, and the saddest thing is he was really starting to live a life outside of basketball, and really spent a lot of time with his daughters, and you could see him on the sidelines even the last month or so with his daughter Gigi on the sideline, which is just devastating that they all lost their lives in that one crash. So very sad.
Absolutely devastating. He'd started up a basketball academy as well, and his daughter was playing and trying to follow in his footsteps. So it's definitely a loss for basketball, but a loss for the world as well. Like, everyone can relate to a family losing members, and it's just devastating.
And in the tragic way they were taken as well, too.
Yeah.
It's just,
there's 9 people on that helicopter as well. There's a couple of families involved. So, Kobe had planned to do a lot of things in women's basketball with Natalia had played a little bit, his oldest daughter, and then Gigi was coming up and, his academy and putting money into the WNBA. So it's going to be a really heartfelt loss, this one.
Rodney Anderson from the Townsville Heat, thank you so much for your breakdown, and Vale, Kobe Bryant, thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby now on Hit 103.1.
It is the first day of school, parents! Yes! Woo! It has been a long summer break, Gabrielle. And I mean, the gods just teasing us with rain over the Australia Day long weekend.
I know.
Cooped up inside.
Yeah, you just want them to get out there and get rid of that energy.
It's the first thing I said to you this morning. Oh, thank God I'm at work today. Cooped up inside with the kids. But it's funny how much things can change with the passing of time. So it was a year ago. My beautiful little girl, apple of my eye, she's got me wrapped around her little finger, Matilda, our five-year-old daughter, she started prep for the first time. Mm. And it was all the emotions a year ago. Today, we're pushing her out the door. Like, grade one. No problem. Grab your hat,
it's
grab your bag.
It's total opposite, isn't it?
Get the hell out of here and get back to school. But a year ago, like the first day, like I took like a bit of time off the show. We had our mornings guy, Luke Lum, come in and fill in for me and stuff.
We crossed to you while you were at the school.
And there was all the tears, Gabby. So we thought just to put it at ease all the minds of the mums and the dads who are worried they're going to cry at the prep room or whatever today.
You will.
You probably will, but you're not the only ones. This is us a year ago pretty much to the day.
I'm nervous. I think one person who's probably even a little bit more nervous than me is my beautiful wife, Michelle. How are you feeling right now, darling? Your little girl about to start school for the first time?
I'm trying not to cry.
Michelle.
She's failing.
It's a very emotional day.
Right now, Gabby says it's an emotional day, baby.
Oh, it is. I'm just so excited for it. She's just so excited. I just can't believe my baby's going to school.
Look, she is like her mother. I am definitely the extrovert of the family. But I'll see if Matilda wants to say good morning. Morning, Tilda. Do you want to say hello? Okay, guys, I'm gonna tell her. I'm gonna see if a little lie will get her to talk. All right.
Okay.
Hey, Nanny and Poppy are on the phone. Do you want to say hello to Nanny and Poppy? Say hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Matilda.
Nanny says right now, are you looking forward to your first day of school?
Yes.
Right.
What do you want, Nanny?
What are you having for lunch today? What's in your lunchbox?
A yogurt and some cheese and biscuits and a banana.
Right. And Nanny Luke Lum has promised he's going to buy you a present because it's your first day of school. What do you want Nanny to buy you as a present?
Maybe a unicorn?
There you go. You can definitely get her a unicorn. That's easy done.
I feel like unicorns out of the budget.
We'll sort that out. I'm so glad that she had a chat to us despite only doing so through lies. But
yeah, lie.
Wish her a big good luck from us. And I think you guys need it more than she does, though.
And congratulations, Luke. You've been elevated to the role of nanny this morning. No. So
what
you are
honor.
Nanny.
What an honour.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
It's been pretty wet over the last couple of days and we've been like, finally a little bit of rain. But understandably, there has been a little bit of nerves around this rain because this is the first significant rainfall we've had since the flood event that happened nearly a year ago to this day.
Our mayor, Jenny Hill, actually jumped on all the media channels and social media yesterday to put minds at ease. Although it has been an interesting night with some, like, there was a unit inundated at North Ward due to flash flooding.
Mm.
Very different type of flooding.
Definitely.
We saw, and this went everywhere on social media, some cars that went under at Bundock Street.
That street always floods in heavy rain.
Yeah. The water went down very, very quickly though.
Mm.
But to tell us more about what happened overnight and, you know, what we can expect for the next few days. We have Mayor Jenny Hill on the phone right now. Jenny, bit of a restless night for you?
Yeah, a little bit sleepless. We had significant rainfall right on top of the city itself, nearly well over 150 mils. And we've seen the cutting closed because of landslips, as well as a couple of homes with water rushing through them.
Now, a lot of people are pretty nervous because it feels very similar to how it all began this time last year with the floods. Are we looking at a similar event or are we just a little bit nervous because of what we've experienced?
I think we're just a bit nervous because of what we experienced last year. The Bureau is adamant that this is very different to last year's event.
All right.
It's good to hear, Jenny. And I guess we should note too, like when, you know, you say they're like houses inundated, it's a very different kind of flooding as to what we saw a year ago, isn't it? Like it was more of a flash flooding kind of thing we saw around the city last night.
Yeah, it really was very much flash flooding. And that's why we sort of say to the community, just keep an eye out look outside your window and just wait it out.
Right. If it's flooded, forget it.
If it's flooded, forget
it. Definitely.
And
flooded,
mind's
forget
at
it.
Ease. This is yes. not what happened. It's not a year ago, okay?
No.
So it was really great that you hit Facebook yesterday on the public holiday. What am I talking about? There's no holidays when you're the mayor. but you put residents' minds at ease and all that. So Mayor Jenny Hill, thank you for your time this morning. Stay dry, huh?
Yeah, well, thanks, guys. Have a good morning, Cliffo, Gabby.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby.
On Hit 103.1.
Some people just have way too much time on their hands. And I think that can be said for Father Matt McMillan, who has put up a YouTube video that's gone super viral. It's had over 2 million views and it's only been up for a couple of days. And it's because he made Thunderstruck by AC/DC, but from his baby's gurgling sounds. So Bubba Ryan is his baby. And by looking at him, I reckon he's about 18 months old. And for the past year, his dad has been recording him, so video recording him, gurgling and making baby
They're
sounds.
They're very cute. My boy Charlie does that a lot.
Very cute. Yeah, and no actual words, just sounds.
Yeah.
And out of those videos, so there's about 80-ish videos, Matt has managed to get all of the different notes for Thunderstruck and make it into a song. So here's just an example of some of the baby gurgling sounds he captured.
Okay.
And you can kind of see how they can make different notes.
Sounds like R2-D2 there.
Yes. Well, then he's collected all of the different notes for the song and he's made this.
Wow. What's this guy's name again?
His name is Matt McMillan.
Matt.
And you can find the video called Baby Ryan Sings Thunderstruck. Mm. And it's actually, like, he's got the footage as well. So it's the pictures of the baby as he's making the noises. So it's a visual as well.
Oh, good on you, Matt. How's that job hunting going, Matt?
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Talking school. First day of school today. Ooh.
Big day. Big day for especially the little preppies who have never been to big school before. It's a big deal.
My mum really set me up for failure because I still have vivid memories. I expected my first day of school was play school.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd walk in like to the flowery, you know, the flowery bright set and Big Ted and Jemima and
you'd go through the
flower clock.
Circular window to see stories of farmyard animals.
None of that. Our classroom was a demountable, an old leaky demountable. It was awful. State school's great school. But 13, 12, 16, give us a call. We want your stories. Like, who was the bigger crier on the first day of school? Was it your kid?
Yeah.
Or have we got any real teary mums out there?
Because you were the crier when it was your first day of school, but your daughter was completely opposite.
No, my wife was the crier. Listen to this.
I'm trying not to cry.
She's failing.
It's a very emotional day.
Gabby says it's an emotional day, baby.
Oh, it is. I'm just so excited for her. She's just so excited. I just can't believe my baby's going to school.
All right, 13, 12, 16 is the phone number. Call's coming through. We do want to know who was the bigger crier. Was it you or the kids? On 13, 12, 16, hey, who's this?
Hello?
Ah, yes, listening through speakerphone on delay. Always lots of fun. We'll move on to Christine. On 13, 12, 16, Christine, did you cry more than your kid at the first day of school?
No, my son actually had to be ripped off of me for probably about the first month.
So did the teacher physically have to take him?
They actually had to physically remove him from me.
He was like a little koala just clinging on.
Yeah, just hung on to my bloody leg. He wouldn't let go.
Was that hard on you, Christine? That would have been hard as a parent, wouldn't it?
The first couple of times it is, but after that it's just like you just help like take him off.
Yeah, I'm just imagining Christine shaking her leg, just like, get off! Get off!
Hog time. You hold him down and I'll run. Go!